Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hey everyone, Paul here, and welcome back to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. Today we're talking about something every guitarist experiences, no matter how committed or motivated they are, and that is the most common frustrations. And we're going to go through the most common beginner frustrations of 2025, and I'm going to go through how to fix them in 2026. So over the year, I've reviewed hundreds of progress checks and level assessments. I've answered countless questions in the forums, outside our community, in the wider internet, and coached many beginners from their very first chord to completing whole levels in our program. And I've noticed something quite interesting. Although every student's journey is unique, the struggles tend to fall into the same small handful of categories. So today we're going to look at those frustrations and come up with some solutions you can take into next year and improve your guitar playing. Before we get into that though, I do have a little bit of Beginner Guitar Academy news. And the first thing is, I've released the recording from last weekend's Sip and Strum. So we had a Sip and Strum, was where we get together for an hour and we learn a song. And the song we did was Run Rudolph Run by Chuck Berry. We looked at a 12-bar blues pattern. We looked at multiple ways of playing it, from complete beginner of open chords to the advanced stretch rhythm that Chuck Berry does. We looked at the intro riff. We looked at the solo. We basically did the whole thing. The recording is now live in the Academy. If you go to your dashboard, you'll see there's a live recording section and you'll find it in there. The other piece of news I have for you is something for Beginner Guitar Academy members and for non-members. So this January, we are running a month-long practice challenge where the idea is to practice every day throughout January. And in doing so, you'll raise money for Jessie's Fund, which is a UK charity that helps children with additional and complex needs communicate through music. So a very worthwhile cause. So how's it work? So the idea is there's going to be a fundraising page. So there's going to be a Beginner Guitar Academy fundraising page, and then you can even have your own fundraising page as an individual, and then you get your friends and family to sponsor you, and we raise money for this awesome charity. Or you could just take part and work along, practice along with us, take advantage of the resources, and maybe just donate some money to the main Beginner Guitar Academy page, however you want to do it. You could say you're going to practice every day. You could say you're going to practice a few times a week if you find that you're struggling in practice overall. This might be a good way of just kickstarting, obviously, the year and starting January off with a bang. So I'll be posting in the Beginner Guitar Academy community. Put in the next couple of days all the links, all the stuff you need, so you can jump in there, guys, and get started straight away. People that aren't Beginner Guitar Academy members, in next week's episode, I'll give you the link so you can sign up. Then I'll be able to send you like a practice sheet so you can track your practice and all kind of the resources and all the stuff you need and all the links to find all the good stuff. But hopefully you'll join me in January to beef up our practice, raise some money for a good charity, and yeah, kick the year off with a bang. So keep an eye out for all your emails and stuff, guys. That'll be coming out really soon. So now the news out of the way, let's dive into the first frustration the beginners find, and that is my chord changes are still too slow. So this, the number one frustration I find with beginner guitar players is slow, inconsistent chord changes. So students will often say things like, I still can't change quickly. I know the shapes, but can't change in time. I mess up when I try to strum and change at the same time. So this normally happens because chord changes are a coordination skill. It's difficult. There's a lot going on. We're using both hands. There's a lot that goes into chord changing. It takes repetition. It takes accuracy. It takes time. And most beginners practice inefficiently. So how can we fix that in 2026? So we can fix that by going through the three S's, the shape, the sound, and the speed. So you've probably heard me talk about this when I've talked about chords in previous episodes. So number one thing is the shape. So a lot of people start trying to change chords when they haven't got individual shapes down. So you need to learn the shapes first, obviously, and you need to have that reflex action so you get to them quickly. And this can be done just by putting the shape down, working on first finger first principle. So your first finger goes down first, followed by second, followed by third. And you will need to do that. You will need the individual fingers at a time before you start putting down all things at once. Again, there's things we can do to help that. We won't talk about that just yet. So it's getting that shape and then taking the shape off, putting it back on again, and slowly building up that distance. You want this reflex so you can find that shape nice and quick because we're not going to be able to change to a chord obviously unless we really know that shape. The second S is sound, so you pick through the shape and make sure it sounds good. There's no point having a good shape if it sounds bad. You don't want quick chord changes, but they sound really rubbish. You want to have a good chord. And this is picking through, adjusting if you've got a finger on a string that you can't hear. Make sure he's in the tip of your finger, make sure it's positioned close to metal. If you haven't got a finger on a string and you can't hear it, it's going to be his finger touching it. So you need to just arch those fingers up. Thumb maybe dropping a little bit around the neck, wrist coming through a little bit more around the front. That should arch your fingers out of the way. And the final S is speed. So then we work on actually moving between chords. So at the minute, it's been single shapes. When you start working between chords, as we move to the next shape, try and keep your fingers close to strings. It's not about how quickly you move your fingers, it's about how little you move your fingers. It's going to really help build up the speed. If you're lucky enough to have maybe like a minor to C chord change, you can actually keep fingers down. So you can have what we call common tones, where you can keep fingers in place. You only have to move one finger. So look for that. If you can keep a finger down, keep it down. So that's how we're going to really make this more efficient, is working through those three S's in turn. You can see really breaking down what you're doing, isolating what needs work, and being efficient in your practice. And that's really going to help us go over that first annoying frustration. So the next frustration is my strumming sounds messy or out of time. So the second big frustration of 2025 was strumming. So specifically, rhythm inconsistency. So students saying things like, I lose the beat, my arm freezes mid-strum, I can play the chords or the rhythm, but not both together. So why this happens is beginners focus too much on the chords and not enough on the rhythm. The arm gets stiff and tense and disconnected from the pulse. So how we can fix that in 2026? Number one is strum without chords first. So this kind of ties in with the first skill. We can break this apart and look at isolation. This is something I've talked about before as well. Think about what hand is the most needed for this skill. So rhythm is a right-hand skill. Chord shapes is obviously a left-hand skill if you are right-handed. I should say like a fretting hand skill and a strumming hand skill. But you see what I mean? You've got to isolate it. So strumming, to start with, is just this hand, no chord changing. There's no point bringing in the chords if you haven't got a nice, even, smooth strumming hand. So bear that in mind straight away. Next thing, use a consistent arm motion. We need to have that hand going up and down. I call this the window wipers technique. So it's like window wipers in a car. It's nice and even and rhythmic, your hand moving up and down. Counting out loud. 1, 2, 3, 4. You need to tie in what your hand's doing to that beat. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then you need to be able to feel the beat. So get that foot tapping, get the metronome clicking, get that foot tapping, and get everything in sync. Really slow to start with. Start with just down strums. 3, 4. That's where the magic happens, on those beats. 2, 3. And then start bringing the ups. Once you get the downs, and the ups will come in quite naturally because you're coming up anyway to do the next down, you just connect with the strings to make that, obviously, a strum. So there we go. You can see the main thing there, isolation, breaking it down, making sure we're aware of that beat, we can count along with the beat, we're in tune, we're in sync, and then gradually starting to build it all back up again. Then we'd start bringing the chords and things like that. But that's something I find a lot of students don't do, is break stuff down enough. I had a student the other day, we were doing chords, and straight away, just started doing the chords, couldn't play the chords fluently yet, and straight away, what's a strum pan? Well, if you don't know the chords, there's no point doing the strum pan yet. The strum pan is the decoration. You need to have the foundation, which is those chord shapes first. So next one, frustration number three, the tips of my fingers hurt too much. Now this one comes up often, especially among people who have just started playing, the first kind of weeks in your guitar practice. And the reason this happens is because fingertips aren't conditioned yet. And it's entirely normal part of learning to play the guitar. You need to toughen up your fingertips. You need to develop these calluses. So how can we fix this in 2026? Short, frequent practice is going to be a lot better than the long marathon sessions. You need to build up the tip of your finger. The worst thing you can do is practice, 45 minutes for your first practice session. You're going to end with sore fingertips. You won't want to play the next day because you've got sore fingertips. So again, you've got to build up that callus, and that's going to take time. So little practice sessions is so much better. So you don't end up damaging your fingers, hurting your fingers, then having to take days off. You fall out of the practice habit even before you have obviously developed it. And press only as hard as you need. Now, you might have heard me talk about this, finding the buzz point. So we put our finger on the string, we push down until we get the clean sound, then we start to remove the pressure. Oh, buzzes, so we start to apply a bit more pressure. And the point of this is to find exactly how hard you need to push down. because everyone pushed down too hard. And that's going to obviously hurt our finger more. So by trying to find that buzz point just where you start to lose a note, then put it back on again, you won't have to push down quite as hard and you'll get a good sound and you'll be able to, again, play for longer. Your fingers won't get so sore. And the last thing we'll talk about is actually the instrument itself. So choose light strings and have your guitar set up professionally, because that's going to make it a lot easier to play. Now, light strings, you can get strings, different thicknesses, different gauges, and they're going to be easier to push down the light they are. You can have your guitar set up, which means you can have the guitar slightly changed so the strings are closer to the neck, so you don't have to push down so hard. You may find your strings are quite high up and you have to push down really hard. So this is quite common in older instruments that may have been sitting around. The neck can shift. So setup's not super expensive, but it's going to make playing the guitar so much easier. So definitely something I'd recommend doing. So frustration number four, I feel stuck and don't know what to practice. So this frustration, incredibly common, usually around kind of halfway through level one or two, or maybe you've been picking up a guitar for a little while, you've been kind of noodling around online, you kind of hit that place where you know a few chords, you know a few songs, where'd you go? I feel lost. I'm jumping around between skills. I don't know if I'm getting any better. I'm playing the same stuff around in circles. So this happens when you don't have structure, when practice becomes random, and when random practice leads to slow progress. So how are we going to fix this in 2026? Is by following the 5-10-10-5 routine. So this is what we teach inside Beginner Guitar Academy, to break your practice down into these four sections. So section one, 5 minutes, is a little warm-up. Section two is to work on a skill for 10 minutes. Section three is another 10 minutes to work on your second skill. And in 5 minutes on the end for the song. Now you can obviously play around with this, but the idea is to make your practice efficient and focused. And then the structure comes in working through a method like we have at Beginner Guitar Academy. Now, when you're looking for your songs, you can have a structure for this as well. I did an episode on this a few episodes ago. And our system is practice, play through, and perform. So you put your songs into those three buckets, if you like. Practice is when you first pick up a song. You've got to practice it. You really got to break it down. Doesn't really sound like the song, so you're working on the mechanics of it. Then we start to get to the playthrough stage. You're playing through the song. Okay, the sections are there now. We still probably got to work on some transitions. We still got to kind of tighten a few things up. But it's coming together. And the third and final section is the perform section. The perform section, where the song is there now. We can now go to that next level of performance. We've got it. You've probably memorized it. You can smoothly change through it. Now we can start developing dynamics. Now we can start developing our personality in that song. Because you don't have to think so much about playing it, you can now perform it. And that's where we want to get to. And the final thing is to record your monthly progress and keep a practice journal. Now, this is really, really important. And this could be writing it out. At Beginner Guitar, can we have this in the forums? So members write their practice in there. Some people do it daily, some do it weekly, some do it monthly. And the great thing about it is I check it. So I come in, I check it. If anyone's having any problems, I can give some solutions. People can tag me in so I know they need help. Another benefit of being a member of Beginner Guitar Academy, you have a guitar teacher checking your practice. Nowhere, I haven't seen any online platform have that. I'm not even seen any offline platforms have that. You know, it's quite unique to Beginner Guitar Academy. So just doing that, keeping a little record of what you've been practicing, recording yourself playing and just reviewing that. The idea is so you can see how you're progressing. That'll get you out of this kind of frustration loop because you can see you're making progress. And this kind of feeds into the next one. I don't feel like I'm improving fast enough. And that is our frustration number five. This one is quite psychological. So students often compare themselves to others. We forget kind of where we started, like how difficult it was in those first kind of few months. And that all gets forgotten about. And then we're just thinking about now. So everyone seems to be better than me is quite a common thing that I've been reading. I should be further along by now. I'm practicing, but nothing is changing. So progress is rarely linear. It's going to be up and down, up and down. Some months will feel exciting. Other months will just feel like you have to, you know, grind it out because you just don't feel like doing it. And that's perfectly normal. I would say this all the time. Guitar is obviously recreation. We're playing it as a hobby. It's fun. It's educational as well. And anytime you're doing something educational, sometimes it's going to be a little bit boring. It's going to be a bit dull. It's not always going to be the bum, 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 win, win. It's going to be awesome. Every day you're going to pick up a guitar and feel like, this is amazing. No. So let's get that out of the way straight away. There's been loads of times I've picked up a guitar through my 20 odd years where I've not really enjoyed it. And there's been months stretches where I've been like, oh, I don't really want to do this anymore. But you come out the other side and you feel like, oh, someone will hit you. You'll be motivated again. You'll get like a second wind and you'll want to get rocking. And it always turns itself around. So I've had numerous times that's happened. I see it at Beginner Guitar Academy students. It's a natural part of playing. Sometimes just going away from maybe the structure for a little bit, learning a few songs and just taking the pressure off can really help with that. Sometimes putting some structure in, if you find you're going around circles, can help with that. Obviously, it's dependent on your situation. Everyone's a little bit different, but there are definitely ways we can help this. So number one fix for 2026 is track your wins weekly. So celebrate your improvements. That's going to really help, obviously, motivation and feel like you're actually getting somewhere. Doesn't matter how small. It's really easy to forget the small stuff. That, oh, I've got that chord down now. And because you're thinking of the overall song that chord is in, you kind of don't really pay attention to those small parts, those little milestones that are getting you to that big win at the end. Really important to notice those and celebrate those. Stop comparing yourselves to others. Comparison is a thief of joy, and there's nothing worse than seeing someone thinking, oh, he's so much better than me. It does not matter whatsoever how good someone else is. It does not matter. Why does that matter? It matters how good you are and how you are working on where you want to be. Doesn't matter. It's all part of the journey. Someone else's journey is not your journey. And I've spent so long getting down about that, seeing other people think, oh, he's a better teacher than me. How's he this far along in his journey? His school has got so many more students than mine. Stuff like that. Where then I look and think, I don't want that many students. I don't want to be a shred guitar player. So I shouldn't be developing those skills. They're not skills I want. That dude there is not on my journey. So it's irrelevant of where he is. So stop comparing yourself to others. It's a massive problem I see with people. People always compare themselves to others. And also view guitar as a long-term journey. It's not a sprint. It's very much a series of small victories and not always small wins. You're going to get discouraged because you think, oh, this is really hard. Why is this not happening? But you'll get it. Things just take time. You know, it's just part of it. It really is just part of it. And the final one, leave comparison mode and enter process mode. So ask yourself, what can I do today that moves me forward one step? So practice should be a process. You pick up a guitar, you're going to go for your routine. You know if you go with that routine, in a few months, you're going to get where you want to go. So beginner guitar key members, if you know you're going for your level, you follow the syllabus, you follow what I suggest, there's no doubt you'll get to that goal. You'll finish that level. It is simple as that. If you follow the process, there's no way you can't do it. There's going to be roadblocks. There's going to be hurdles in the way. That's why I'm here. Send me a message, email, text, audio. I will then obviously send you back a personalized response. I'll then work with you to get over that hurdle and make it that little bit easier for you. So again, process. Thinking process. Okay, frustration number six. I can do skills alone, but not together. Now, this is a big issue in 2025. Issues that basically join together. So students could play chords, they could do a strum pattern individually, but they struggle when combining them. Again, we referenced this a little bit earlier in the first couple of struggles. So why this happens? So the brain treats each skill separately at first, and you need to dedicate time to merge them together. Again, this is why it's so important, isolation, one hand at a time. So break your exercise into each individual hand. If you do an arpeggio, this is the most important hand. We need to work on the picking pattern for the arpeggio. Then we bring in the chord and then combine, and then eventually, boom, you've got it. Integrate slowly. Choose a single chord, a chord change, loop it slowly, and then start building up to that metronome so you can perform it, then start building backing tracks and stuff like that. You know, your performance, which is always the final thing. Now, performance is always the final thing. Doesn't matter if you're doing a song. This could be a skill. It could be an exercise. The performance mindset is, right, I can play it along at a certain speed. I can play it consistently. I've got good tone, good technique, and good timing, the three T's we talk about. That is a performance. It doesn't matter if you're doing to backing track or to a song. It can be a performance of anything. So I just wanted to make that clear when I'm saying backing tracks. It doesn't need a backing track. A metronome could be a backing track. Now, yeah, that's a dull backing track, but the idea is it's going to keep you in time. That's obviously what we're focusing on. And then frustration number seven. I saved nearly the best till last. We've got one more off this. There's eight of these. So number seven is bar chords still feel impossible. This is really common. I see this all the time in forums. People stressing out about bar chords. I've been playing 3 days and I can't do an F bar chord. So bar chords require finger strength, good hand position and patience and a lot a lot of patience. I can't stress that enough. So beginners struggle with this mainly because they try and just do it way too fast. So bar chords we don't bring in till the end of level 3 at Beginner Guitar Academy. And if you think, if you start off completely cold at Beginner Guitar Academy, you just picked up a guitar, you start with us brand new, level 1 could take between 6 to 12 months easily. So if we say maybe more on the 6-month side, say maybe then level 2 is going to take probably a little bit longer. So you're looking at probably a couple of years till you get to level 3, easy. And then we start looking at bar chords. Now, yep, you could obviously bring them in earlier. You can start playing around with them. But you'll probably find you will not have the strength, the coordination, the accuracy, or the technical ability as well as theoretical ability to really make use of them. To know bar chords, if you were to play bar chords, you need to know the notes on the neck. So then we get in the theoretical realms of stuff. So you need to know that. So anyway, let's dive into some real hardcore stuff here. So how can we fix this in 2026? The first thing is improve your hand position first. So low thumb, relaxed wrist, curved finger. That's going to really help get it. You need to get those technique points in place. If you're a beginner guitar kid, remember, go and check out the workshop, Get to Grips with Bar Chords. You'll find that in the workshop section. The next thing is to practice partial bar chords first. So start small with your F chord. That's only holding down 2 strings. Then we've got an F minor, holding down 3 strings. We could do a B minor bar chord. F sharp minor is actually better. That's a nice one to work on. D major 7 is also a really nice one. So they're really nice bar chords to start with. And add bar chords to your routine lightly. Just start off with 1 bar chord a day. Start off with 1 song that's got bar chord in it. It gives you loads of time to change to it. Because it's Christmas time, we're doing a lot of Christmas songs. We're doing Last Christmas by Wham. That's got B minor in it. Goes D for 2 bars, B minor for 2 bars, E minor for 2 bars, then A for 2 bars. So you've got lots of time. That's a really nice one to start bringing that B minor. Okay, so the final thing I want to talk about then is turning frustrations into progress in 2026. So here's the big takeaway. Every single frustration we've talked about today is normal, it's fixable, and it's part of the journey. So progress on guitar, again, is rarely fast. It's steady, hopefully. You're following a clear plan, it should be steady. You're being consistent with your practice, celebrating your small wins. That's how you're going to find you getting over these frustrations. So as you approach 2026, ask yourself, which frustration from today has resonated the most? Which one jumped out? And what's the one small action you can take this week to start improving that as we're now progressing into next year? That alone will transform your progress, transform your playing, and make you feel so much more motivated getting into the new year. So guys, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. I hope today we've broken down some frustrations. Hopefully I've given you some encouragement, some support, ready to tackle 2026 with some clarity and some confidence. So next week's episode is the Beginner Guitar Academy Christmas special. So make sure you tune in for that one. We're going to end the year with a fun little wrap-up episode. Until then though, have a fantastic week. Keep practicing, and I'll speak to you next week for another episode.